Chairman, could I ask if the applicant, I haven't seen the applicant, indications were they were going to postpone. I never did receive the email, but I can see in over there, but see if Angela Rodriguez is here or Linda Church.
Is Angela Rodriguez and or Linda Church in attendance for 847 Airport Road, Branson? No? Would we want to consider delaying this to the next meeting?
I would ask for a motion to postpone it to your next meeting, which is July 12th.
Anyone want to entertain that motion, July 12th, to postpone? For 847 Airport Road. Got a motion. Second. Any further discussion? All those in favor to postpone to July 12th, raise your hand, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. That gets us down to 187 North Tuscany Drive, Hollister.
Okay, applicant Jason Burisaw is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an R2, one and two family residential district. As per the general warranty deed information, the property is Villa 1, Unit A, located in the Villas of Fieldstone at Branson Creek Development. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, the villa was built in 2006, is accessed by a 50-foot road right-of-way at the end of a cul-de-sac labeled as North Tuscany Drive. The parcel to the south is Villa B. The rest of the surrounding property is owned by Fieldstone at Branson Creek Community Association, Incorporated. Water and sewer is provided by Branson Creek. The villa has three bedrooms and therefore a maximum occupancy of eight persons. So, again, our staff recommendations, the differences are based on the three-bedroom single-family home, maximum occupancy would be eight. They would need a total of four parking spaces for the eight occupancy. The rest of it's the same. The required buffer will be at the discretion of the Planning Commission. We do have one new member since we have the others. The only common property line is the wall between the villas, and that has been considered the buffer. You guys know what you've done in the changes, so this is at the discretion of the Planning Commission as far as the buffer. That's the only common property line. So here's our villa highlighted. I didn't zoom out this far because I think everybody knows where we're at here. But this one is the application for 187 North Tuscany Drive. So here's our zoning map layer on Beacon. And here's just a highlight of past approvals. Some of them have been approved more than once, but these are just the locations. Here's a picture of the villa. And then I just turned around, a picture of the cul-de-sac. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening. I'm Jason Burisaw. Thanks for reviewing my permit. The intentions of this property for use of for me and my wife and friends and family, but beyond that, looking for the option to do the nightly rental. That part of it will be managed by a local company, Turnkey. They provide a decibel meter inside the home. They monitor the Wi-Fi to make sure there's no excess people beyond the eight. They'll also do drive-by security, and they will distribute their phone number to any neighbors so they can call them directly and they would respond to those too. So beyond that, if there's any other questions from the commission, I'll be glad to try to address those.
I think the first thing is let's see who's in the audience that wants to speak, and then you can address that and
okay.
address the commission back. So if you want to go ahead and have a seat. Do we have anybody in the audience for the application? Oh, you stood up. You have to speak for it.
Hi.
opposed to the application. And do you have an order that you guys want to go in?
Hi, I'm Deborah Milliken, and I'm here representing Kathy Koob. She couldn't be here, so I'm going to speak on her behalf. My name is Kathy Koob, and I moved here last year from La Quinta, California, which is part of the Coachella Valley, where Palm Springs is located. I'm here to oppose the nightly rental requests at the Filstone Villas that are being presented this evening. When I bought the villa last October, I purchased it directly from the owners as the property was not on the market. Unbeknownst to me, the Filstone Villas had nightly rentals. If I had known that fact, I would not have bought my unit. As a board member of our HOA in California, I have had firsthand knowledge of the problems caused by nightly rentals. Problems have included unending garbage issues, loud parties, renters lying about how many people will be occupying property damage, intoxication, persistent problems with loud and disrespectful renters in the pools, and disrespectful renters causing neighbors anxiety, and on and on. Many HOAs have been fighting to prevent them, and now the cities have become very proactive, preventing nightly rentals as well. I have also experienced for 3 years as a nightly rental owner at Stonebridge Village in Branson West when the lodges and the condos were first built. The difference was that I was aware from the beginning that a management company managed the nightly rentals, and they were being sold as nightly rentals. In the 3 years that I had properties, I was unaware of problems that I mentioned with the nightly rentals in California because they were managed by professionals. I understand that a nightly rental in Hollister automatically becomes a commercial property, which also requires a higher property tax. The problem with this is that the homeowners lie about a permanent resident, and then they turn it into a nightly rental. Unfortunately, nightly rentals have become not only a community issue, but a city issue, which is why we are here tonight. Looking forward, it is logical that the more nightly rentals there are, the more problems a local government will be having to solve. Because nightly rentals have become such a complex issue, I would like to submit the continuous solutions that one city alone in Coachella Valley, by the way, there's seven cities there, has passed into law. This document is from the city of La Quinta and is 18 pages long. You can find this document on their website as well as the policy of other cities in the Coachella Valley, Palm Springs, Cathedral City, Rancho Mirage, Indian Wells, Palm Desert, La Quinta, and Indio, who are all grappling for the same issue It used to be that La Quinta had one solution. No one could rent their property for less than 60 days. And if it was less than 60 days, the property would be reported to the city and charged an occupancy tax. The simple solution has now turned into 18 pages of all kinds of ordinances, executive orders, permit categories, fees, and so on and so forth, and even a support line.
Ma'am, you're past your four-minute time frame, so do you want to sum it up? Does she have a summary there at the end? Or?
Yes. The debate goes on and on, and we're here today to ask for your help.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, my name is Susan Smith, and I live out at the Fieldstone Communities. I do have some photos that I'd like you to follow with me, but later on, can I give them out now? Okay, I have read the statement of intent that is attached to your planning and zoning. It says, will not injure the use and enjoyment of other properties in the immediate vicinity. Noise issues. The common wall neighbor in this case has a medical issue. What you are suggesting for a buffer consists of two pieces of drywall that separate the units. They are not soundproof, and there's approximately 2 to 4 inches of airspace. And I know this to be true because I watched my villa being built. So having more than two common wall neighbors only intensifies the noise level. A two-bedroom villa was intended for no more than 4 people, not 8 to 10. Just to correct, keep saying these are three-bedroom villas. They're actually two-bedroom villas with a loft, and that loft normally does not consist of a door, a window, or a closet. So just keep that in mind. Also, this does not really meet the requirements, what constitutes a buffer in my eyes. And I know we've been over this and over this, but it really is not soundproof. Also, the unit is at the end of a very narrow cul-de-sac. So the number of cars coming and going create a hazard for the permanent residents backing out of their drive. And your code does say to provide ingress and egress as to minimize traffic. So there's only one way in, and it's the same way out. So this is a violation of your codes. Another statement of intent. Nightly rentals tend to be incompatible. If you don't know, the average age of the residents that live in Fieldstone is averaged between 68 and 70, so we're kind of on the older side. The household occupancy is 2. So based on that, your decision to approve or not to approve the applicant should not merely be based solely on your checkoff list, but I feel more attention should be paid toward the residents in these nightly rentals with the impact they have on our lives. Also, nightly renters have, in my opinion and my experience, nightly renters have no respect for our common property, which we pay a hefty amount each month to obtain. Just for your information, owners only own the template that their villa sits on. The minute they step off their sidewalk, they're on common property, which is prohibited unless accompanied by the owner of the property. That is stated in Article 7.2 in our covenants. The lack of respect and adhering to our HO rules and regulation has resulted in numerous complaints and violations. And yes, the police have been called on several occasions. The management companies have been called. The problem is once the current renters are gone, new ones come in and it starts all over again. So there's no enforcement after you approve a nightly rental. As a permanent homeowner, I invested in my home and I take pride in it. Maintenance is a big issue in our community among the home investors. And I handed you out some pictures there. In your statement of intent, you refer to maintenance or operation of the conditional use will not have a substantial adverse impact.